You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Is the problem. The bigger the church, the bigger the problem.
Yeah.
For it states in Acts 2 and 47, it tells us there were more people to be taught, more people to be helped, more people to be visited, and more people to feed.
Yeah.
And you can see what would happen. The result of this tells us that not only was the groundwork being set, but it tells us that because of this increasing number of people and all of the work that was about to take place, there needed to be a change within the structure of the ministry.
Yes, sir.
This unusual growth created change in the way they operated today. Churches have the same problem. As we reach more people, add more people to ministries too, we need more leaders to help meet those needs.
Yes, sir.
One can't minister to 100 people the way we do 50.
Yeah.
One can't minister to 200 people the way we do 100.
Yeah.
We can't minister to 300 people the way we do 200.
Yeah.
We need more deacons and deaconesses to help us facilitate more growth.
Yes, sir.
It was not an accident that we saw hundreds of people from all over the state and all over the city coming to this area seeing what this church has done.
Yeah.
And we were able to talk to two young men who were looking for a church home. And we prayed with them and we invited them to come here.
Yeah.
Just because we were doing ministries in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we need more deacons and deaconesses to help the facility for more growth. Deacons were needed because the church was divided. There was a complaint raised against the Hebrews or Jewish believers by the Hellenic Greek believers. Because, in other words, the Greek felt that the Jews were shortchanging them. They felt devalued. When this usually happened, people leave or they fight.
Yeah.
When one group feel that they are being shortchanged or not respected, they usually rebel, leave, or fight.
Yeah.
And so we see here where they didn't feel valued, and it created the problem. We are told that the deacon helped solve this problem at Antioch, at this church.
Yeah.
Our vision states that we will be a unified body of Christ.
Yeah.
Unified body simply says that we're all on one accord. We're all working together. We're all striving for the same objective, striving for the same goal because of what the Lord has mandated for us to be.
Yes, sir.
We cannot move the church forward if we are divided, fighting, arguing, complaining, and criticizing one another.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of one of my members coming to me and said, Pastor, I heard something being said and I nipped it in the bud.
All right. Yeah.
And the pastor didn't even ask what the problem was. This was several months back, maybe a year or so.
Yeah.
But there are times that the pastor can't see everything that's going on or see all of the problems that's within the church.
Yeah.
And that's where the deacons and the deaconess come in. You are my arm. You are my support that will help me maintain the unity within the structure of the church.
Yeah.
Ladies, when somebody is out of place, get them back in place.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
And with love.
Yeah.
Same thing with the deacons.
Yeah.
If you hear it, stop it. Get people back in harmony with the word.
Yes, sir.
And do it with love.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of times we do things in such a meaningful way that will draw people, that will allow them to grow spiritually, that won't send them away.
Yes, sir.
So it tells us the deacons begin to solve this problem by bringing people together. It says, because they were hurting, the deacon said, in verse 2, it says, then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them. The apostles or pastors of the early church said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
Yeah.
They said in verse 4, we shall give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. It's important for pastors and preachers to consistently study God's word, to prepare and to make our messages so simple and plain that everybody, even the child, can understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but it takes time for that to manifest. It tells us here, the pastors knew their place. They knew that they had been called, gifted, and commissioned by God for a special ministry. I value what God has given me.
Yeah.
I value the seriousness of the ministry that we
have. Yeah, yeah.
We preached on yesterday, and one of the young men he said he was from Atlanta. And he said, he pulled me to the side, and he said, I value and appreciate the very words that you preach.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you don't know the impact it has when a pastor is encouraged.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time, only person that hear me is Sister Matt.
Yeah.
How did I do, Sister Matt? Did I make it plain? And I always struggle because I want to make sure that I'm coming across to you in a spiritual way that will increase your spiritual walk with the Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We're told that prayer and the ministry of the word and the study is what we are required to do as pastors and preachers. If they, the ministers, spend all their time caring for the widows, they would be unfaithful to their calling.
Yeah, yeah.
They knew their priorities. These preachers, these pastors knew their priorities. If the widows needed help, then let the church set aside other men and women to serve them.
Yes, sir.
One of the most difficult areas in leading a growing church is the pastor and staff sticking to their priorities.
Yeah, yeah.
One man can only personally minister to so many people. That's why we need more deacons and deaconesses.
Yeah, yeah.
Secondly, we see the selection of deacons in verses 3 and 5. The apostle qualified the deacons in verse 3. The first deacons were believers. The apostle told the church to seek out from among you. They were not to look for deacons outside the church, but inside the church. And this is true for deaconesses as well. How can we develop more from grabbing people from the street than what we already have inside the church? The most basic qualification for the office is salvation. Salvation. That is a genuine relationship with Christ. Here's why. More than one church has been wounded because they ordained deacons and deaconesses no personal relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, the first deacons were reputable. They were men and women of good reputation. They were men and women of integrity, trustworthy men and women. We see these men both inside the church and outside the church were highly esteemed. Although they were speaking about the deacon, this was the same for the deaconesses as well. They had integrity and they were trustworthy women.
Yeah.
Antioch, our deacon and deaconesses must be men and women that can be trusted, faithful men and women who have proven themselves.
The first
deacon were spiritually filled. We know that to be full of the Spirit or full of the Spirit is full of the Holy Spirit. That means to be surrendering to or controlled by the Holy Ghost. We need deacons and deaconesses who will, as Galatians 5 and 6, he says, walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The first deacon and deaconesses were wise. They were not only to be full of the Spirit, but also full of wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to see a situation from God's point of view. Solomon asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He asked for wisdom able to discern. And I've asked God for the same thing. There are a lot of times when I say, the Lord told me to speak to you about something. There's a purpose for that. There are times that I can look in your eye and see something different about you physically. It could be a health problem. And I may say, I need you to go to the doctor. I need you to go do this. And a lot of people say he's unusual and strange. We're supposed to be unusual and strange. Because our responsibility is to take care of the sheep. And I ought to be able to discern when I see someone who is sick. I ought to be able to discern if your personality has changed. I ought to be able to tell when there's something unusual that goes on with the sheep. And we have been called with this call. We call deacons and deaconesses who will not act impulsively, but with godly wisdom in the ministry and the decision-making process. The first deacons were capable, and deaconesses. We need to know that the church would appoint them over this business of taking care of the widow. Did you get that? The first deacons were capable. We need to know that the church would appoint them over this business of taking care of the widow. It said this business and not the business. So many times deacons have misinterpreted that scripture. But when you explain it, it didn't say deacons control the business of the church. It said this business. This business is benevolence. How many churches have been destroyed because deacons think that their responsibility is to run the financial business of the church? Pastor, that's my job. No, it's not. Here's why. And I'm trying to be loving and say it. If the pastor does not give you any assignment to do, then you don't have an assignment. But if a pastor says, I need you to do this, he needs the help for you to help him. That help helps me. It helps other pastors in ministry to the church so that the church can grow.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.